Aspen Film's 27th Annual Shorts Fest starts today. There are 11 programs, each comprised of animated films, documentaries, comedies, and dramas from all over the world. Each program is designed to challenge viewers by including films with a variety of lengths, styles, settings, and themes. This week, audiences will discover for themselves imagination and even some weirdness in these little films on the big screen. Susan Rubel, the executive director of Aspen Film, remembers seeing her first short film in college.
And there was an eye being sliced with ants crawling out. I think everybody sees it when they do a cinema studies program.
Not all short films push the envelope quite that much. Shorts are constrained by time. They have to clock in at 40 minutes or under. So the filmmaker needs to make careful choices.
Even though everything in a feature-length film is done and specifically there for a reason, there are no shots that are accidental, there's no sound that's accidental, I think you have to do that even more so with a short film.
Their shorter running time demands creative storytelling, and often shorts are fertile ground for experimentation. Their shorter length makes them a powerful way to expose audiences to something new. Landon Zackheim is the new director of programming for Aspen Shorts Fest.
Oftentimes, you'll see some incredible work from feature filmmakers who have either been frustrated by how slow the process of getting their next film is made or you know, just haven't been able to kind of make what they want to make. They'll take out that kind of stifled creativity on a short.
He says because short films require less money and time to make than feature-length films, there's far less pressure and interference, and so filmmakers can take more risks. He and his team culled the 77 films that will be screened this week out of about 2,500 submissions. And matchmaking the films to create those programs is an art form in and of itself. After deciding which films made the cut, Zackheim crafted the 11 individual programs. He didn't want to allow audiences to get too comfortable in their plush velvet seats.
We like to think of it unofficially as something of a roller coaster method, where it's you, if you're going to one program, you should see a number of unique worlds and be introduced to a whole diverse range of things that can happen in shorts.
New technologies are helping that range grow wider and wider. Instead of spending thousands of dollars on film school, an aspiring filmmaker can watch online tutorials. If you have a smartphone, you have nearly everything you need to shoot your own film.
You can replace a crane shot with a drone shot. There's a lot of scope you can add. It's easier than ever to make special effects.
There are also more options than ever before for distributing and viewing films. A filmmaker can post their film online. Some video hosting sites even partner with studios on exclusive releases. People can watch award-winning shorts on subscription services like Netflix and Amazon Prime Video. This means that short films are getting more respect than they used to. Rinaldo Marcus Green is a juror at Shorts Fest this year. He's made both feature and short films. He says some short filmmakers are dipping their toes into genres and techniques that used to be exclusively feature film territory.
People are pushing the envelope in terms of like camera movement and camera work. So as the cameras evolve, as the technology evolves, you're seeing more, you know, more films with a little bit more pizzazz.
Green's short called Stop premiered at Sundance in 2015. The film took just 2 days to shoot, but it took him 6 months to write the 6-page script. He says a film needs more than special effects. Good old-fashioned storytelling is still the foundation.
I think the hardest part about making short films is writing them. It's because you have so little time to tell a story. So I think the real writers are the ones that will be the ones that are successful.
At Aspen Film, Susan Rubel acknowledges this too. Even with all the innovation in the shorts world, she's primarily concerned with showcasing films that are just good films. She wants festival goers to appreciate the craft that goes into shorts and learn something too. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.